Ubley. Chop block against Ubley. So this marches him back 5 yards from the spot of the foul. So this puts Ubley back to the 31-yard line. First down and 14 to go. A minute 49 left in the first quarter. 6-0 Harbor Beach. Ubley on their second drive of the night.
Penalties will kill you, and it's very rare to see penalties on the Bearcats. Always a very disciplined team. Don't usually shoot themselves in the foot, but so far those two crucial penalties have stalled out drives in this first quarter.
First and 14. 92 seconds left in the first quarter. Ubley marches up to the line of scrimmage at their own 31-yard line. Full house, tee, three men in the backfield, and Mike Check under center. There's the snap, it's a handoff, or excuse me, play action pass to the left, and this one, Mike Check heard footsteps, pass was intended for Ethan Lemke. Pass was incomplete, little thrown behind him. Now second down, 14.
Mike Check had no chance in that play. Jacob Deere in the backfield, basically untouched, and was able to absolutely lay the lumber to Matt Mychek, and that's exactly why the football was thrown offline, as he was basically just getting rid of it, not wanting to take a sack. Second and long now for the Bearcats.
14 yards to go. The first down marker is at the 45-yard line. They are at the 31. A minute 10 left in the first quarter, 6-0 Harbor Beach. Ubley on offense. Sends receiver wide to the right, slot receiver to the right as well. Two men backfield. Mychek is under center. There's the snap. And it's going to be a handoff right up the middle, and this one goes nowhere. Maybe out for about 2 yards, out to the 34-yard line. Keller on the carry. Zach Schweitzer and Wushlager in on the tackle for Harbor Beach. Moves forward for about 3 yards. Third down, 11 to go. Less than a minute to play in the first quarter.
Bearcats not able to get through that defensive line of the Harbor Beach Pirates. Gregory Keller, no room to run through the middle. Third and long for the Bearcats, maybe 11 or so to go. We'll see if they try play action again or stick with the run game.
We apologize for the first few minutes of our ball game here with the technical difficulties we were having. It's a tough spot to broadcast always from Ubley. Not only is a small booth, but the cell service sitting down here in the M19 Valley always makes it a little difficult, especially with such a big crowd tonight on senior night, especially a rivalry game with Harbor Beach. Ubley looking to pass, rolling to his right is Mychek on 3rd and 11. Lets this one fly, and it is almost caught, but falls out at the 38-yard line. Great coverage, triple team there. Anthony Sweeney was the intended receiver, brought down by, or was in, Seaman was there in contention. Incomplete pass, 4th down, 11. Ubley's going to be forced to punt for the second time tonight.
Yeah, the defensive line of the Pirates again in the backfield, flushing Mychek to his right. He's able to buy some time downfield, but even if that pass was caught, Clark, there is no way he would have got a first down anyways. Maybe only would have got 4 or 5 yards. So, nonetheless, good coverage and defense by the Pirates yet again in this game, and the Bearcats going to have to punt it away. Good field position expected for the Pirates.
Ubley's punter back at his own 20-yard line. Lets us some fly. And this one's going to bounce at the 37-yard line. Take a Bearcat bounce sideways all the way down to the 31-yard line, where it's down with 9 seconds left in the first quarter. Harbor Beach now stops Ubley on 2 straight offensive drives, and they are leading 6-0.
Great punt there by Ryan Sweeney, able to flip field positions and push Harbor Beach back. He's just inside their own 30-yard line. Good special teams by the Bearcats. No return on the play, but their defense going to have to answer the call here. A lot leaning on their shoulders already in this first half.
9 seconds remain. 6-0 Harbor Beach in the first quarter. They'll start this drive at their own 31-yard line. Right to left, cross your radio, the away jerseyed Harbor Beach Pirates. Full house, T. Shelkey under center. It's a handoff. Actually, Shelkey's going to keep it for himself. He has the first down across midfield. One man to beat, and he's dragged down to the 45-yard line. James Shelkey all the way into Ubley territory. With 1 second remaining as the clock stops to move the chains momentarily. A big run for James Shelkey on first down.
Oh, and a huge run there for Harbor Beach. They slide into the wing tee. They go right down the field, the fence, and leave it to Coach Shelkey. He brings up on this play. And if Matt might that shoestring tackle on James Shelkey, you got you got a two-touchdown game already here. Harbor Beach leads 6-0 at the end of the first quarter.
We're going to stay in the fear that we'll lose you. Back to the station. If we so Dave Hansen, Harbor Beach comes out, holds out lead 32 yards to the 42-yard line. Harbor Beach then, after a touch, is 80 yards down the field for the first score. And then I'll bleep. Just four possessions. He had one corner play.
Wow. It's been pretty good. I will give you that. The Bearcats big time with first, second, and third. To get a first down, and it's very difficult, and those are the situations them in. And the Harbor Beach defense is, and neither offense Harbor Beach is taking advantage of those early.
We apologize for their cell phones during the end of the first quarter, and that's when we get knocked offline. If there's one thing they all for this is to have a ban reception of football game. First and 10, and this one goes nowhere for Anderson, Michael Anderson and the Pirates at the 45-yard line of Albie. Lasoski stop for no gain, second down, 10 yards to go.
And Michael Anderson on the run. We mentioned him earlier. He's crucial. He's already got three tackles for the Bearcats. He's going to have to play a huge role the rest of this game.
Second down, 10 yards to go. Coming out in the spread formation, two wide each way, shunking the shotgun, has a man left. He's going to keep it for himself, dives to the left through the gap and is across the 40-yard line down to about the 38-yard, a 7-yard gain for Shelkey. Third down, Zach Walker.
Beach back to their bread and butter spread. Shelkey has a running back in the back. And with the spread out, Bearcat D, he able to survey the prairie and decide to ball off or keep it himself. This time, make yet another Bearcat miss. Little game to a nice game.
Second quarter, it's third down and four. Shelkey keeps it for himself. Coming around, he has to jump back. Barry Sanders stop. Gets out for about 3 yards. He needed for the first down, and they'll be short of the first down by a yard. They're on the 34-yard line facing a fourth down and one. Zach Walker on the tackle.
Design quarterback run. It's a direct snap right to Shelkey, and he looks side and very hesitant, looking, waiting for that hole to develop. But you get Bearcats that fill the hole, and he's going to have to make a few guys miss, even reverse field a little bit, just to get those 2, maybe 3 yards. Fourth down now, and I would say a long one, Clark. And you can bet the Pirates they'll be going for it here as they're in Bearcat territory.
Into the 35, they're at the Ubley 6-yard line. 9:54 left in the second quarter. Harvard leads 6-0 over the Ubley Bearcats. Two wide to the right, one to the left, and Shelkey keeps it for himself, and he's tripped up in the backfield, and he is stopped short. And it'll be a turn of downs for the Ubley Bearcat defense. First and 10 for the Bearcats at their own 36-yard line.
Yeah, he lost his footing. He went to change direction. He seen the hole at the last second that he wanted to run through. And when he planted that left foot to change directions, it came right out from underneath him. And all he could do was dive forward with stretch the football out. But come up, I think it's a full football short of the first down marker. And that's a big break for the Bearcats. They come up with a huge stop. And now they have decent field position and chance to get back into this game and get even.
9:45 left in the second quarter. We apologize for those who are just finally catching up to our speed reading there as our technology catches up with our voice. First and 10 for the Bearcats at the 36-yard line. After a fourth down conversion did not successful for Harbor Beach. Harbor Beach on first and 10 on a Keller drive and a run right up the middle. Harbor Beach stops him after about 2 yards. Kendall Gittner stopped his forward progress at the 38-yard line.
And Gregory Keller tries the right side this time, is able to get about a yard, maybe two, where he's met by Kendall. Bearcats look for maybe my check here to maybe keep a one and run to the outside to try and loosen up this defense. Pirates looking very strong in the middle right now.